各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to all of you here.
上次灵恩会的时候，跟大家有谈过携手同行，享爱情。
During the last evangelical services, I've touched upon this topic, to walk hand in hand in love.
因为时间的关系没有全部讲完。
Due to a time constraint, I did not finish my message.
我们有谈到夫妻之间要能够一生一世享受爱情。
Couples, married couples, must be able to enjoy love throughout their lives.
我们必须要落实在日常的生活当中。
And how to apply this in our daily life?
从生活细节开始。
And we can incorporate love into the details of our everyday life.
所以我们上次有谈过，要使这个梦幻的婚姻成真。
And in order to realize this marriage,
就必须要用智慧去把它建立起来。
And we have to use wisdom to establish this marriage.
一个幸福美满的婚姻生活，并不是你结了婚就可以去拥有、去享受的。
To maintain a harmonious marriage life is not something that is given on a silver platter. It's something that both parties have to work hard at.
所以箴言十四章第一节提到智慧妇人建立家室。
In Proverbs chapter 14 verse 1 is that a wise woman knows how to build her home.
一个愚妄的妇人亲手拆毁。
However, a foolish woman will tear it all down.
一个幸福美满的家庭是要求神赐智慧把它建立起来的。
In order to have a harmonious family, one must ask wisdom from God in order to establish it.
并且圣经特别提到智慧的妇人
建
立家室。
And the Bible says that a wise woman knows how to build her home.
好像把这个责任就压在女人的身上。
The responsibility of building a home falls on the woman.
那确实一个家庭能不能幸福，女人确实掌握这个关键问题。
The woman has the power to make a family either happy or miserable.
所以我们常说，这个家庭的生活是好像一个木桶一样。
A family life is likened to a sculpture.
以前的木桶是由一片一片的这个木板把它合成的。
Or a wooden figure where it is made up of different pieces put together.
是靠着这个桶箍把它箍住了。
And they are all put together by pegs.
这个桶箍一掉了，整个这个木桶就散掉。
And there's also a frame. Once this frame is broken, the whole figure will tumble down.
这个女人就好像这个木桶的桶箍一样。
So thus, a woman plays a role as being the framework of a family.
她是家庭的桶箍。
And she is the foundation of the family.
虽然神托付男人来管理这个家。
Though man has the responsibility given by God to care for the family.
神让男人当头。
And God have allow man to be the head of the family.
但是他更需要女人的帮助。
But yet the man will need the help of the woman.
所以没有女人的帮助男人是成不了器的。
Because without the help of the wife, then the husband may not be able to accomplish his responsibility.
所以常说，一个成功的男人必有两个成功的女人。
Thus, there is a saying that goes behind every successful man lies two successful women.
一个就是妈妈。
One is his mother.
建立了男人基础工作。
Because his mother has performed her basic duties.
基础非常稳固。
And she has provided a stable foundation for her son.
我们在其上所建起来的房屋才能够经得起考验。
Only then we will be able to build a strong house.
所以一旦结了婚，就是要开始来建造这个新的家。
Once they both entered into marriage, they have to establish a home for themselves.
就必须靠着女人的帮助。
And the woman has the important role of being his helper.
在台湾有一个俗语，我觉得非常有意思。
There is a Taiwanese saying that's quite applicable to us.
讲，翁若在前，某就轻盈。啊，丈夫如果很能干啊。做太太的就能够悠闲过日子。
Because it says that a man is capable, and then only a woman is able to enjoy her life.
啊，翁若能嫁，某就吊定。如果丈夫无能，那女人啊，生活就会很苦。
And if your husband is good for nothing, then the wife will suffer. 啊，
另外就是说，某若欠卡。昂都翘卡，女人如果非常能干，那男人啊就可以翘着二郎腿休闲过日。
And it also says that if the wife is very capable, then the husband, her husband will have an easy time in life.
嗯，另外就，某那含慢，昂都变人。如果太太啊，无能，没有办法做他好帮助。
If the wife is not able to be a good helper to her husband,
这个家不能建立起来。
Then they will be unable to establish a good family.
男人得不到女人的帮助。
And when the husband felt that the wife is not helping him,
他就没有什么可以炫耀的了。
Then there is nothing that he can boast or brag about. 啊，
确实啊，这个家庭的建立，女人是一个重要的关键。
So we know the important role that the wife play in a strong family.
啊，不过在夫妻的生活当中
，However, between the relationship of the husband and wife,
确实彼此之间都要落实在日常的生活里面。
They have to live a daily life of loving one another.
啊，能够携手同行，才能够享受爱情。
And in order for them to lead a loving life, they must walk life hand in hand.
希望国家对于自己的配偶叫做我的另一半。
And in the West, we usually call our spouse as the other half.
是要共同过一体的生活。
In order to establish a oneness in life.
在台湾是夫妻之间呢、叫做坎丘哎，携手同行的。
And in Taiwan, we are called our hand partner.
能够携手同情才能够享受爱情。
In order to enjoy the bliss of marriage, one the couple must walk hand in hand.
但是我去中国的时候，第一次开放进入中国，哇！我听了一个老姐妹说我那个爱人还没来哎。
When I was in mainland China recently, there was an old sister who told me that her lover has not arrived.
就是大家一起要吃饭呢、一个老姐妹她说她的爱人还没有来，我第一次听说这个老太婆了还有爱人哦。
So it's the first time I heard somebody so advanced in age commenting on her lover not arrived for dinner.
因为在我们台湾的习惯爱人是指着男女朋友情侣。
Because in Taiwan, a lover refers to the unmarried young couples.
但是在中国呢，夫妻互相称为爱人。
But yet in mainland China, the married couples consider themselves as lovers.
我觉得这是正确的。
And I find this is a very, very apt meaning.
夫妻之间嘛，对方就是我们所爱的人。
Because indeed our spouse is our beloved, our lover.
并且一生当中夫妻都能够像着情侣一样一起在生活，我想这个爱情是最甜最蜜的。
And it will be something very wonderful if the couple can live an loving intimate life.
所以很多情侣在谈恋爱过程当中都觉得非常甜蜜。
Thus when two people are still courting one another, that is the best time in their lives.
但是结了婚之后觉得 怎么不是这么一回事？
But yet, after they are married, they find they could not find the joy during their courting years.
所以有一个名人说，结婚就好像工程。
Thus, there is a person who commented that a marriage is like an engineering project.
还没有结过婚的人一直想攻进去。
And the people who are not married, they really want to get married.
结了婚之后。
But once you get married.
就想从城里逃出来。
And after you're married, you want to escape from the city.
因为婚姻的生活跟谈情说爱的这个实际生活差距是非常大的。
We know that there is a great difference in married life as opposed to the courting years.
所以夫妻要能够一生一世享受爱情，就必须进入。实际的日常生活当中开始。
In order for a married couple to enjoy the bliss in their marriage is to be realistic about it.
要求神赐智慧。
And to also ask God for wisdom.
把这个家事建立起来。
In order to handle the day-to-day cares of the marriage.
所以我们上一次就以这个日常的生活这个柴米油盐酱醋茶来跟大家分享夫妻之间的爱情。
So in my last sermon, I've touched upon one of the ways to enjoy a harmonious family life.
我们谈过财。
We've talked about riches.
就是要夫妻彼此之间都要有牺牲的精神。
That is, both couples must have the spirit of sacrifice.
像木材一样，肯燃烧自己，才能够温暖这个家。
It's not riches, but we have to be materials to be burned up to cause warm to the family.
米就指着心存感恩的心。
And another aspect is to have a heart of thanksgiving.
我们说谁知盘中餐。粒粒皆辛苦。
It says that if we all can put together, then it will cause much happiness to everyone.
今天能够得蒙神的配合，成为夫妻。
Now that this couple can come together under the guidance of God.
不信主的人说这是缘分。
The unbelievers may consider them to be a faded.
我们信主的人知道这是神的配合。
But yet we know as believers that we come together by God.
让我们在一生当中能够携手同行互相扶持帮助来过一生。
By God's guidance, we are able to come together holding hand in hand to live this life.
所以彼此之间，夫妻彼此之间要长存一种感恩的心。
That's a husband and wife must always have this spirit of thanksgiving.
能够惜情。
And then to give way and to another person.
而不是彼此的来要求对方，批评论断对方。
And we must not be very critical or too judgmental toward the other party.
懂得欣赏对方的优点，而以爱来遮盖对方的缺点。
And to appreciate their strengths and to use love to cover the multitude of their sins.
第三就是油。
The third is the oil.
油可以润滑。
Because you know that oil is a lubricant.
油预热就会发出香气来。
And we know that oil, once it is heated, it will give out its fragrance.
圣经告诉我们，圣灵就是喜乐的油膏。
And we know that the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the oil of joy.
圣灵才能够帮助我们结出过用的果子出来。
And only the Holy Spirit will enable us to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
圣灵使人合而为一。
And only the Holy Spirit can unite us.
但是夫妻之间难免有时候会受到一些环境苦难的煎熬。
Of course, the couple in their journey of faith may meet with hardships and difficulties.
但是由于意志, 它就会发出香气。
But yet, when this oil touched the heat of life, they will give out its fragrance.
夫妻之间绝对难免有时候会有一些意见不同，有些摩擦。
Sometimes a couple may met with different opinions and frictions.
但是家庭不是法庭。
But yet, let us remember that a family is not a court.
不要单单讲理。
And we must not be too rational.
更要讲情。
But all the more, we must put our heart into the family.
能够彼此 以爱心互相包容，互相体谅。
That using love, we will try to endure and accept and understand one another.
也借着一些煎熬苦难。
And through the pain and hardships.
让我们 夫妻之间的爱情能够反而得到成长。
That through this pain and hardship, the couple may be able to grow in their love for one another.
能够越发成熟。
So that they will mature.
成熟的爱才能够享受爱情。
Because only when the love is matured, then can one enjoy.
第四，我们谈到盐。
And the fourth is salt.
盐有防腐调和的作用。
We know that the salt acts as a preservative or as an antiseptic.
盐表示夫妻之间的爱情是专一的。 永不改变的，像盐一样。
Just like salt, it is unchangeable as love between a couple.
但是夫妻彼此之间呢，言语也要像用盐调和过的。
But of course, the conversation between a couple must be, their speech must be laden with salt.
才能够使爱情变得非常可口。
So that the love will be more delicious and palatable.
盐指着真理永远不改变。
And salt also symbolizes truth that is unchanging.
夫妻生活，我们就应该要有盐这种精神。
Thus, in a married life, one always have to be strived as salt.
两人成为一体，就永不再分离了。
So when two become one, they will never be apart.
盐就是要使言语调和，言语带着和气。
Because we know that the conversation or the speech between the couple must always be gentle and laden with salt.
也指着夫妻彼此之间要着重沟通。
Thus, it is important for both couples to know how to communicate properly.
很多人沟通的方式不一样。
We see that different couples communicate differently.
台湾有一个作家，他很有草根性的。There
is one author in Taiwan.
他提到他父母亲以前父母亲沟通的方式。
He described on the conversational skills of his parents.
有一次父亲从外面进来。
Once his father came into the house.
被雨淋的整个身体都湿了。
Because it was raining outside, he was all drenched.
一进门，他妈妈就开口大骂。
When he stepped into the house, his mom started to rebuke him.
你是死人啊，雨下这么大，你要让他生病啊。
Are you a dead person? Do you want to get sick by being so wet?
怎么年纪这么大了，还像小孩子一样，不会照顾自己？
Why are you acting like a child? Don't you know how to take good care of yourself?
一面骂一面赶毛巾拿起来一直帮先生擦。
As she scolded him, she was also wiping him dry with a towel.
毛巾一条一条的擦，一边擦一边骂。
And she continued to scold him as she tried to dry him with towels.
他爸爸呢？
And what did his father do?
有他沟通方式。
And he has his own special way of communicating.
靠北啊！啊，臭臭念什么念什么？啊，你唠唠叨叨干什么？
Says, don't be silly. Why are you scolding me like that?
哎，细细的看快我了，死的更快活。
Do you want me to die?
哦，但是两个夫妻这种沟通方式呢，是他们的沟通方式。
We know that they have their own special way of communicating with one another, which is very unconventional.
两个骂过了啊就好了。
So once they've released their anger, then they're okay.
来吃饭呐。
And then they will say, "Come, let's have dinner."
我知道。
And then the father will say, "I know."
但是两个夫妻好像啊，欢喜冤家一样，吵吵闹闹过一辈子。
Even though they are living a loving life, they still sometimes rebuke one another.
但是从来不会影响到他们两个人啊的婚姻生活。
But yet, this kind of communication does not affect the quality of their marriage.
啊，因为他们乡下人没有受过什么教育。
Because we know that people in the countryside, they are uneducated.
啊，言语非常粗俗的。
And their language can be quite coarse sometimes.
但是他们有他们沟通的方式。
But yet they have their own special way of communicating.
不管如何。
No matter what.
但是今天我们在主里有神的话语来教导我们。
Today in Christ, we have the word of God to teach us.
我们更应该知道怎么样啊。来过婚姻生活。
Today, all the more we must know how to lead a godly married life.
我们应该是言语经过调和的。
So all our language, all our words must be filtered.
所以雅歌啊，就谈到这个新郎新妇他们的爱情怎么样的啊来进展。
And we can see from the Song of Solomon how their love progressed.
整卷雅歌就谈到新郎跟新妇啊彼此互相的称赞。
And throughout the book of the Song of Solomon, we can see the growth of the bride and the groom.
称赞的话大家都喜欢听。
Of course, every one of us would like to hear words of praise.
称赞的话不但能够深入人心。
Praises are easily digested and accepted.
给人带来了喜乐。
And it can bring joy to another person.
其实称赞还有更大的功能。
There is another good thing about praises.
就是激发人的潜力。
That is to revive one's strength.
借着称赞得到鼓励，反而发挥了他的潜力出来。
And when you praise somebody, you will be able to see more goodness coming out of him or her.
啊。那上次就讲到四点。
I touch on these four items before.
那我下午要很快把另外啊三点讲完。
And this afternoon I'm going to talk on the next.
我们讲过柴米油盐。
I've touched on the materials, oil, salt, and
柴米油
rice.
那下午我们就谈酱醋茶。
And this afternoon I'll touch on the sauce and sauce and vinegar and tea.
我们有一句话说，北平烤鸭配上甜面酱，那是绝配。
And we see that there is this Chinese saying that when you roast a duck, it will make it more delicious when you add a sauce on it.
台湾很多小吃。并不是这个食物本身好不好吃，而关键在配料。配料不对，口味不同啊，不合，那就不好吃了。
We know that in Taiwan it's famous for its many delicacies, but what makes them delicious is the condiments or the sauce that you put upon it.
有一道客家菜我很喜欢， 就是蒜泥白肉，白肉要配上蒜泥才好吃。
And there is this special dish from Hakka that it is a steamed meat, but you add garlic and sauce to it.
哎，台湾的肉圆呐，它的好吃在哪里？在它的酱。
We know that Taiwanese meatballs, the uniqueness of this dish is in the sauce.
其实不管什么菜肴都是一样，配料要对。
So we know that at every dish, what you put, the kind of condiments or the sauce you put is very important.
所以夫妻彼此之间呢，我们必须要了解对方的需求在哪里。
Thus, as a husband and wife, we must know what are the needs of our other partner.
夫妻彼此之间要享受爱情，必须要能够调适自己，配合对方。
To enjoy one's married life, we must know how to adjust oneself in order to accept and accommodate the other person.
而不是一味的要求对方来配合我们。
But it does not go the other way around, that is to expect the other person to be like us.
所以我常常在这个婚姻正道的时候，常常勉励这些年轻人。
That's during a marriage seminars that I gave to the youth.
记住，不要想要改变对方。
I always remind them that not to expect to change the other person.
你的婚姻生活注定失败，注定要吃苦头。
And if you expect to change the other person, it's only a recipe for a disastrous marriage.
谁愿意被改变？
Because no one would like
to change. 每个人都有人的尊严。
Because each one of us, we all have our own honor.
And 你想要改变对方，那你的婚姻生活已经失败了。
Because if you get married and want to change your other person, then this is indeed a recipe for disaster.
你想要改变对方之前，要懂得先改变自己。
Before you want to change the other person, you must know how to change yourself first.
去配合对方。
And then to learn to accommodate yourself.
然后你才能够感动对方，改变他自己。
Then by this, you can inspire or move the other person to be the person that you want him or her to be.
所以夫妻之间要享受爱情，不是改变对方，而是呢，适应对方。
You get married is not to change the other person, but to get used on how to live with the other person.
而是去感化对方。
You married not to change the person, but to inspire, to move the other person.
因为你的爱。
Through your love.
让他愿意改变他自己。
They are motivated to change themselves.
你要付出爱之前，你要他改变他自己之前，你必须要懂得先改变自己。
Before you can change the other person, you must know how to change yourselves first.
所以腓立比书第二章第四节。
Thus in the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 4 says,
叫我们要懂得去欣赏对方的长处。
That is, it teaches to always look out for the interests of others.
能够以爱心来遮盖对方的短处。
And to use love to cover up their shortcomings.
要看别人比自己强。
And to always to look at others stronger or better than yourselves.
每个人都有优点，都有缺点。
Everyone, we all have our strengths and our weaknesses.
所以闽南有俗话说，男人面貌一波塌，破草鞋嘛，听我踢土人卡。在瘦弱的马，他也懂得马后踢耶。
So、
你不要看他，这么瘦弱没有力。
There's this Chinese saying that even a scrawny horse, he also have the strength or energy to kick.
以前在磨道骨那个石头做的那个叫土龙。有时候地不平，破草鞋垫起来非常稳固。
We know that in the past they used to thresh the grains with this grinding block made of hard stone.
一个再没有用的人，也最少有一些用处了。
Because so even no matter how heavy the granny block is, this animal could even let loose of some things that are stuck. So a useless person, he or she will still have some use.
所以我们常说, 天生我材必有用。
Thus, there is also a saying that we come to this earth with some use.
也许他的缺点很多。
Maybe this person is have too many flaws.
我们很容易看到的就是他的缺点。
And what he or she may show to others as a person that is very flawed.
虽然他的优点很少, 被缺点遮盖了。
He or she may have strength, but the flaws will cover up his or her strength.
你如果有爱,
but if you have love,
缺点可以包容, 爱, 啊, 这优点, 因着你的爱能够被发挥出来。
Through their flaws, you are able to endure if you have love. And then by doing so, their strength may become more manifested.
我们台湾有一个传道,
there is a preacher in Taiwan.
他在读神, 还当神学生的时候,
when he was still in the theological school,
他非常欣赏, 我们一个女办事员,
he fell in love with one of the office worker in the church.
有一个传道, 眼睛非常雪亮,
and there is another preacher who came to know about this.
好像这个弟兄啊, 诶, 很欣赏这个姐妹,
and he realized that he had fallen in love with one of the staff.
哎, 他就跟他沟通,
and he approached him.
哎, 你祷告,
he
啊,
says,
我帮你凑成, 看看神的旨意如何。
He says, all you have to do is pray about it, and I'll see what I can do on my part.
这个传道人找那个姐妹,
so this senior preacher went to look for the sister.
哎, 因为他的关心, 这个姐妹也很感动。
Because of his love and care, she was moved.
她讲出她心中的理想。
And she told him about her ideal mate.
我求神是给我一个, 苗条的, 皮肤白白的, 晚上睡觉不会打鼾的, 就可以了。
And she told him that I want to look for a husband who is slim, who has a good complexion, and who doesn't snore in the night.
哇, 这个传道听这个姐妹这么一讲, 哇, 完了, 完了, 完全不符合条件。
When this preacher heard what this sister told him, he was very disappointed because the student is not like what she want.
这个传道还是试着跟他介绍某某人怎么样。
And so he tried to talk her into it.
因为, 这个弟兄啊, 长得又黑又胖。
And this student, he's not only stout, but he's also dark complexion.
所以这个传道一讲, 这个姐妹马上摇头。
When he proposed this name to her, she declined right away.
传道说, 你不可以摇头啊。
And then this preacher said, I will not accept a negative reply.
我不喜欢啊。
And this is said, because I
诶,
don't like
婚姻是神配合的, 不是你喜欢不喜欢, 你祷告。
And then he told her that she must not reject right away,
诶,
but to pray.
祷告完, 你再讲, 要不要。
And after your prayer, then we will decide whether it's a yes or a no.
过了一个月,
after a month,
传道问他,
and the preacher asked her,
你有没有祷告?
Did you pray?
他摇头。
She says no.
诶, 你怎么没有祷告?
And he asked, why not?
我根本不喜欢嘛, 还要祷告干什么?
Why do I have to pray for somebody that I don't like?
他说, 不可以。
And he told her not to
你先祷告,
not to have this kind of mindset.
如果祷告完, 你认为不喜, 还是不喜欢, 那再讲。
And he insisted that she continue to pray and then decide after the prayer what she wants to do.
哦, 你要尊重神啊, 把神摆在前面啊。
And he also told her that she must honor God and put God first.
他说好了, 好了。
And then she agreed.
啊, 并且这个传道告诉他, 我, 我在没多, 很多时间哦, 我要, 这边学习完, 我就要, 回去了。
And he also told her that he will not have much time left, so he's going to leave the place soon.
他是一个国外的传道。
Because we know that he is a preacher that's assigned overseas.
后来这个姐妹啊，想是嘛，我应该要祷告啊啊，对神负责嘛，神没有感动就算了。
So the sister decided to pray and see how God leads.
啊，她就祷告。
And so she started to pray.
哎，祷告之后，哎，神的灵感动她呢。
After prayer, thank the Lord, God's spirit moved her.
觉得这个弟兄虽然长得又黑又胖。
That even though this brother is overweight and of a dark complexion.
但是他很热心爱主。
But yet he loved God so much and is very zealous.
虽然丑，哎，却是很温柔。
But thus, even though he's not that good looking, but yet he is gentle.
后来越祷告就越有感动。
And the more she prayed, the more God moved her.
哎，到最后传道问他，他就点头了。
And in the end, when the preacher came to ask her again, she agreed.
啊。事就这样成了。
And so that's how the story of her married life.
有一次啊，我被调到总会工作。
One time I was sent to the Taiwan GA to work.
哎，有一次啊，我就问这个姐妹。
And then when I saw,
现在是传道娘啊。
And when I saw her, she's now the preacher's wife.
哎，你睡觉最怕会打鼾。
And I said, your worst fear is a husband who is snoring.
但是照我所知，你老公最会打鼾的。
But as far as I know, your husband is the expert in snoring.
很多传道同工都不敢跟他一起睡觉。
And during the night, nobody dared to sleep in the same room as him.
也许大家形容的有点夸张啊。他说他睡觉的时候打鼾，地板都会震动哎。
He said so.When he snores, even the floors will start to tremble.
那你跟他一起睡觉，你怎么睡啊？
So let me ask you, is this rumor true? How are you supposed to fall asleep every night?
他说感谢主啊。
He says, thank God.
他总是我老公啊。
He is still my husband.
啊，我总要接纳他。
I still have to accept him for who he is.
他说传道你知道吗？
And he says, you know what, preacher?
如果他晚上睡觉不打鼾，我就紧张哎。
I'll be more worried if he doesn't snore.
我就赶快起来摸摸他鼻孔，还有没有在呼吸哎。
I'll make sure that he's still breathing.
啊，他打鼾变成我的催眠曲哎。
So his snoring is actually a good sign for me.
他打鼾带给我安全感呢，知道我老公就睡在我旁边，所以我可以很安心睡觉啊。
His snoring actually gave me a sense of security that I have my husband beside me sleeping with me.
你不调试自己又怎么办？
If you don't adjust yourself, how are you going to live a married life?
我听说啊，在美国就有因为，哎，丈夫打鼾，太太啊到法院提出离婚要求。
I heard that
说精神虐待。
I heard that in the U.S. there is a wife who went to the court to sue her husband for emotional abuse due to her husband's snoring.
但是感谢主，在主里有神的爱。
However, we thank God that in God we have love.
爱就能够遮掩一切的过错。
Because love will cover a multitude of wrongs.
哎，所以夫妻之间嘛，要像酱一样互相的配合。
Thus, the couple, they must become sauce to one another, to adjust to one another.
有一次有一位弟兄啊，告诉我。
There is a brother who once told me.
每一次跟太太出门都要迟到，让他觉得很不好意思。
That he was so upset because he's always late when he went out with his wife.
尤其啊，要参加很重要的这个宴会。
Especially when he has a very important function to attend.
老是迟到。
So I'm always late when she's around.
有一次啊，就跟太太又吵起来了。
So one time he had a big argument with his wife.
你每次都迟到，你知道我对上司交代不过去，你知道吗？
He said, "Are you going to embarrass me anymore? with my superiors by being so tardy.
那是很不礼貌的事情。
That's so rude.
哎，哇，他一生气，结果太太说：“那你去了，我不去了。”
And then the
算了， was, 你自己去，我不去。
Was mad and said, "Okay, why don't you just go yourself? I'll just stay home."
结果搞得大家都很难过。
And then in the end, both are miserable.
后来先生啊，学乖了。
And then later on, his he knows better how to handle the situation.
哎，女人嘛，啊，总是慢吞吞的。你叫她哎，快快快，她会紧张哎。
He realized that usually women they like to take their own sweet time, and if you push them, they'll get very anxious.
后来为了调试自己，适应对方，适应太太。
And in order to adjust himself, in order and be accepted by his wife.
有一次，哎，又一起要出门。
And one time while they are going out.
时间到了。
And when the time is running short.
太太还没有弄好出门。
And his wife is still taking her own sweet time.
先生这次比较聪明啊，你如果再催他，一定又吵起来，又不欢而散。
So this husband, he said, if I push her, then the, both of us will get into an argument.
这次先生啊，就狠下心来。
So this time he was determined to do it a different
way. 太太，慢慢来，不要急，不要紧张啊，迟到就迟到嘛，让他等嘛。他要请我嘛，哎，就等我嘛，不然以后你就不要请我嘛，你慢慢来哦，不要紧张。
So he told his wife, just take your time, don't worry. If the host has to wait for us, then the next time he will know better not to invite us.
太太先听先生这么一讲，他就很不好意思，动作很快，哎，一下子就可以出门了。
And when his wife heard this, she was a bit embarrassed and tried quickly to get herself ready.
哎，他说我们需要了解对方的需求。
So it is important for us to understand the other party's needs.
能够调试自己，配合对方。
To adjust oneself and to accommodate the other person.
那以后更聪明了。
And then the next time we'll be much wiser.
要出门之前呢，先约定好时间呢，把时间提早半个钟头给他迟到。
So the next time we have to tell our wife 30 minutes earlier that we have to get out of the house.
五点要出门，他就说，哎，我们四点半哈，四点半出门。
If you need to leave the house at 5, then you can tell your wife that we must leave at 4:30.
他留下半个钟头弹性时间。
Then you have that 30 minutes of space.
不要急，慢慢来。
And you can keep saying, just take your time, don't
worry. 时间到了呢。
And the time is just here.
哎呀，不要紧啦，你慢慢来，你把自己弄好啊，最要紧哈。
When the time is up, you can even say that it's okay. Still take your time.
哦，所以每一次出门，大两个人都非常愉快的一起出门。
So this will allow both parties to be happy as they leave the house.
哎，女人呐，总是比较慢嘛。
We all know that
慢慢来嘛。
The woman usually they take a longer time to get themselves ready.
夫妻的生活嘛，男人总是性急的。
And we know that usually the men they like to rush things.
他不了解女人是慢慢来的。
And the women they belong to the take your time kind of a species.
你急急什么？
There's no need to rush.
你不懂得等待啊。啊，太太
we must learn how to wait upon our wives.
哎，让她慢慢来。
So that they can just take their time.
哎，大家才能够互相配合得很好。
In this way, you can accommodate one another better.
哎，所以啊，夫妻之间应该要像酱一样，能够啊搭配得很好。
So the husband and wife, they must learn to be sauce to one another.
哎，女人对男人也要了解男人的需求。
And for the woman too, we must understand our husband's needs.
啊，女人就要明白，神要男人当头。
We know that God wants our husbands to be the head of the family.
所以女人要得到男人的欢心呐，哎，要懂得尊重他，让他当头。
If we want our husbands to love us, then we must know how to respect him and allow him to be the head.
什么事就老公怎么办怎么样好
And sometimes it's good to ask to hear what your husband has to say.
哎，老公就要去动动脑筋了。
And it's good to use our husband's brain, to pick our husband's brain.
所以有人常说，聪明的女人要学傻。学会傻一点。
So there's a wise wife knows how to act foolish.
在男人面前呢、啊，你不要强出头，哎。
That in front of your husband, do not act like you are so wise.、
啊、好像非你不可。男人在你面前呢、啊，没有一点价值。
That in front of your husband, let us not put ourselves as indispensable. That he is nothing and that you are something.
那你的婚姻生活注定失败的。
Then for sure, your marriage will be a failure.
我们主内还好，如果在外面啊，你不欣赏别人，很多人在欣赏，你要知道。
Sometimes in the society, if the wife says, "If you don't appreciate me, then I can just go outside to look for other men who loves me."
哎，所以我们要像酱一样啊，了解需求，配合。调试自己，配合对方。
So thus, we must learn to be sauces or condiments to one another, so to adjust ourselves to and accommodate the other person.
再来讲醋。
And next is vinegar.
现在啊、大家都非常注重身体的健康。
We know that we are a very health conscious these days.
因为生活水准提升了。
Because our standard of living had increased.
肉食太多。
And there's just too many things around us.
哎，不但现在土地酸化，人的肉体也开始酸化。
And not only we have too much acid in the soil, our hearts is also full of acidity.
所以啊，现在强调要啊，肉减。
So now.
一些碱性的。
So now we tell ourselves that we better take good care of our bodies.
来改善体质。
We gotta pursue health.
啊，肉要少吃啊，蔬菜要多吃。
To eat less meat and more vegetables.
哎，啊，柠檬很好。
We know the health benefits of
柠檬虽然酸酸，但是它是碱性的。
Lemons, no matter how sour it is good for us.
梅子很好。
And berries too, they are good for us.
你肚子不好的时候，吃梅子反而很好。
Or berries or prunes is good for our stomach.
哎，它会调和你酸性的体质。
And they are able to adjust the acidity and the alkalinity of our bodies.
所以现在世上很多人流行喝醋，啊，什么水果醋、健康醋。
And it is a trend these days to consume vinegar and the different types of vinegar.
So, 适量的醋啊，啊，有益身体。
So we know that table vinegar is good for our body.
但是如果过量会伤胃哦。
But of course, if we over consume vinegar, it will hurt our body.
夫妻之间的爱情也是一样，不能少掉醋。
And the life between husband and wife, we must not be lacking in vinegar.
哎。如果夫妻之间没有醋了，那这个爱情就完了，结束了。
If this relationship has no vinegar, then it is finished.
哎，管他去死，要就给他嘛。
He says, "I don't care what he or she thinks."
啊，这个爱情已经完了，这个婚姻呐、啊，啊，快要到终点了。
And we know that this kind of a marriage relationship is will be doomed.
夫妻的爱情一样要有点醋
That's
醋意
in the marriage relationship there must be a little bit of vinegar
看雅各书第四章
Please turn to the book of James chapter 4
第五节
James chapter 4 verse 5
雅各书第四章第五节
James chapter 4 verse 5、
你们想经上所说的是徒然的吗神所是住在我们里面的灵是恋爱质疑嫉妒爱情是嫉妒的
because we know that love is jealousy love envies
就好像眼睛一样容不下 伊丽莎莉在里面，就带来很大的痛苦。
Just like when we have a speck in our eye, it will be unbearable.
处也就夫妻之间呐、啊，要能够忠于爱情。
Thus, a couple must really treasure their love.
因为神起初配合婚姻，就是两人成为一体。
When God instituted marriage, He united the husband and wife into one body.
大家都能够忠于爱情，忠于对方，两人过一体的生活。
That when the two people cleave and unite, they will live a life that is of oneness.
夫妻之间要有点醋意，
That's,
那是健康的。
We must be a vinegar to one another. This is a healthy marriage relationship.
但是醋吃太多会伤胃。
But of course, we must not over consume vinegar.
我看到一个报道。
I read an article before.
有一天，有人生啊、一个女人呐、啊，打小报告。打小报告。
Okay. There is a one woman who have this pass along this report.
喂，你都傻傻。哎呀，我看见你先生啊，跟一个女人很亲密，一起呀、啊，到餐厅去哦
，and
到咖啡厅去哦。
And she passed along this a gossip that her friend saw her husband with another female in a restaurant.
我们是好朋友，我偷偷告诉你，你要注意一下。
I'm your best friend, so it's I'm telling this for your own good.
哇，原来这个太太是很会吃醋的。
And then, little did she know that she's a very jealous wife.
一听到有人这么说
，When she heard about this rumor, this report,
哇，丈夫啊，一下班回来就打兴师问罪了。
And when the husband stepped into the door, she let herself go.
你今天到哪里？交代清楚。
He says, "You tell me where have you been today."
不然就离婚。
Otherwise, I want to divorce you.
先生莫名其妙。
And her husband didn't know what's going on.
到底怎么回事？
What's going on?
你不要再假惺惺啊！
He says, "Don't you dare to lie to me."
你坦白说嘛！
You have to be honest with me.
先生说，我要说什么？
What do you want me to say?
啊？你带女人去幽会，你以为我都通通不知道啊？
You have a date with a female, and yet you think I do not know.
哪有这回事？这个女人太不可理喻了。
There's no such things. You are being so unreasonable.
什么不可理喻？
Who is being
unreasonable? 你做了亏心事。
You have offended me.
啊，还不认错。
And yet you did not seek apology.
哇，结果一闹，闹到最后真的离婚了，男人受不了。
And because of that, they get into a big argument and they were divorced after.
哎，几年之后。
After a few years.
后来碰到。那个跟他小打小报告那个朋友
and then after a few years she met up with this friend who passed her the gossip
啊，才跟他问清楚
and then she asked her more clearly what the truth is
哇，那个女的长得怎么样啊
and then she describes to her what this person this woman looked like
后来调查清楚才知道哎呀，那个是我先生的妹妹啊，我的小姑啊。
Little did she realize that that woman is her husband's sister.
后来他先生也提到，是啊，我妹妹上来，哎，刚好碰上了，哎，中午的时间我就请她喝咖啡啊。
So he met his sister. And then so he invited her for coffee.
但是啊，这个婚姻已经破碎了。
But it's too bad because the marriage has been broken.
丈夫另外再婚了。
And the husband, her husband had a remarried.
这个爱情已经无法挽回了。
And this love cannot be retrieved.
非常可惜。
This is indeed a very sad.
所以夫妻之间要有点醋意，哎，但是啊，醋。喝太多了，吃太多了，就会伤胃了，破坏爱情了。
Thus, in a marriage relationship, we must have a little vinegar, but not too much.
所以我们说，夫妻之间呐、啊，哎， 太太要有点黏，但不要太黏。
That's a wife. You can be sticky to your husband, but not too sticky.
女人要去学习放风筝。
The woman must learn how to fly a kite.
你如果学会放风筝啊，哎，你夫妻的爱情就很好。
Because if you know how to fly a kite properly, then you will have a wonderful married life.
哎，我们小时候常常学放风筝，在玩放风筝。
When we used to fly kites when we were younger.
哎，风筝啊，你要拉它才会飞起来。你不动它，它躺在地下飞不起来的呀。
Because you have to tug at the string in order to fly the kite. Otherwise, the kite will not move. It will just stay on the ground.
那神为什么造女人，就是要帮助男人。男人啊，就需要女人不断的鼓励，拉一拉，哎，它就飞起来了，哎。跑跑跑一段时间的啊，风一吹，哇，他就飞起来。
So as a wife, we have to be a helper to our husband to encourage them to tuck them along so that our husbands will be able to fly and soar.
当风筝飞起来的时候，哎，你还要不断的拉，拉一下放的有，拉一下放的，它才会越飞越高啊。
However, as your husband fly and soar, you must know how to let go and to reel in the string.
一个不会放风筝的人啊，线拉得紧紧的，这个风筝一定飞不上去，马上又要摘下来。
A person who did not know how to fly the kite, they will hold on tight to the string and not release or let go, and then this kite will just tumble down to the ground.
但是你线放得太松了。
But,
没有拉力，它也一样掉下来。
However, if you let go too much and too quickly, the kite will also fall to the ground.
好，所以我常说，女人啊，你对待男人就好，要去学会放风筝啊，该放要放，该拉要拉。
Thus, I always encourage the sisters that they must learn how to let go of their husbands and also know when to pull in.
那男人怎么对待女人？
And how do the husbands, how do, are they supposed to treat the wives?
台湾啊，刚刚开始啊，规定啊，开车要上安全带，坐车要上安全带。
In Taiwan, there is a new regulation that we, that it's an offense not to put a seat belt.
一个信徒坐我的车。
And there is a member who sat beside me.
我说你要上安全带，不然会罚款的。
And I told this person that they must put on the seat belt, otherwise will be fined.
他怎么拉也拉不下来。
But yet, he could not pull the seat belt, tie the seat belt.
说传道，你这个安全带坏掉了。
He says, preacher, your seat belt is it's not working.
我说什么坏掉
？I said, it's not working.
你不会用啊。
It's just that you don't know how to tie yourself.
哎呀，你要像先生对待太太一样啊！
You must know how to, you must know how to treat your wife just like how you treat this seat belt.
那要怎么样？
So what should I do?
你要轻轻的温柔一点，他就非常顺，听你的话。
Then you must be more gentle, and then she will be more obedient to you.
你用强的。越紧它越不动，你知道吗？
If you use force on the seat belt, then it will not cooperate. So if you, you are harsh or use force against your wife, then she will not listen.
女人就像安全带啊，你要对她温柔一点呢，啊，慢慢的、轻轻的拉过来，她就非常顺服的听你的话。
And the woman, wife, is just like seat belt. You got to be gentle with them and to go slow, and then they will cooperate.
夫妻之间虽然两人成为一体
For a couple, though they have become one,
但是神是造男造女
But yet we must understand that it's God who created the man and the woman
还是要给对方多有自己的空间
We still have to give each other some space
你不能跟得太紧呢
You can't follow him or her too closely or too tightly
要有给他个别的空间
We mustgive them space.
哎，大家才能够相处愉快。
Then only then we can live with one another,
才能够享受爱情。
And enjoy the love.
最后一点。
And the last point.
茶。
And tea. That's tea.
茶就是啊啊、这个闲情逸致，建立情谊。
And this is a this tea something that you can build up a fellowship and friendship and have recreation.
爱情是需要去培养的。
Because we know that love has to be cultivated.
哎，要去建立起来。
And it must be built and established.
哎，所以我们有一次啊，我孩子结婚，我太太跟孩子说，你要带你太太去蜜月旅行。
So once one of my sons, when he got married, my wife told him that he's supposed to take his wife for a honeymoon.
他说我没有时间啊。
But he told her that he has no time.
后来啊，没有蜜月，只有勉强蜜周。
Because they can't work out with the honeymoon, so they went away for a weekend get together, a forced one.
哎，我说犹太人呐、啊，这个夫妻结婚呐、啊，不是蜜月，是要蜜年呐、啊，你知道吗
？And I told him that the Jews they not only have honeymoon for a month, but for a year.
生命记24章第5节。
And in Book of Numbers, chapter 20, verse 25.
新婚第一年不可叫他出远门，不可叫他出差，不可叫他去当兵。
I'm sorry, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 20 verse 25 says that married couple you're not supposed to go for long business trips.
结婚第一年要跟太太啊，哎，培养爱情。
And they have to allow 1 year to establish their relationship.
他们是蜜年，我们现在连蜜月都没有。
They don't have their honeymoon last a year, and now we don't even have any honeymoon.
其实，爱情不只是刚结婚培养那一个月而已。
However, to establish a marriage require not only 1 month.
爱情的培养是一辈子的。
But to cultivate a marriage takes a lifetime.
我以前不懂。
This is something that I just discovered myself.
哎。所以不懂得培养爱情，很反正啊，结了婚你就是我太太，我就是你老公了。
Some people take their marriage partner for granted after they are married.
哎，我当传道，圣公很忙。
Because I'm a preacher, so I'm busy.
常常忽略了太太孩子。
And I neglected my wife and children very often.
有一次啊，太太跟我抗议。
And one time, my wife rebelled.
跟你结婚这么久，你从来没有带我啊出去过。
This I've been married to you for so long, and you've never taken me for a vacation.
我说怎么没有？常常带你出去啊。
And I told her, I've taken you out many times.
嗯，他说你带我去哪里？每次去都是教会，教会，教会。
The only vacation I get is visiting churches.
住也住教会。
And we only stay.
出去都是在教会。
And then whenever we go out, it's only to the churches.
我说我是传道，不住教会要住哪里？
I said, if I'm a preacher, if we don't stay in a church, where do we stay?
当然去教会你最安全了。
Because the church is the safest place.
哎，他说教会是崇拜的地方，是严肃的。
He says the church, she says that the church is too serious and too formal. It's a place of worship.
我说那要带你去哪里？
So where do you want me to take?
去旅游啊。去住宾馆啊
I want you to take me to a hotel.
啊，我怎么从来没有想过带你去住宾馆呢
？And I said, oh, how come I never thought about taking you to a resort or a hotel?
啊，后来我想啊，也应该了。
And then I started to feel guilty myself and said,
所以有一次就啊，计划好带她要去日月潭住宾馆。
And then one time I decided to take her to a Sun Moon Lake and stay at the resort there.
我一大早起来，我就开车。
I got up early in the morning and I drove.
先到成功岭啊，那个时候老妖在那边呢，啊，当兵啊，先去看了老妖，跟他吃过午餐，然后就要去日月潭住宾馆了。
And on the way to Sun Moon Lake, I dropped by my oldest son's place where he's attending national service and have lunch with him there.
想不到到半路忽然车子抛锚。
But halfway through, the car got stuck.
我奇怪，这个车子才买不久，怎么会抛锚了
？I says, how come this is a brand new car? Why is it doing this to me?
哇，结果打电话联络联络啊，后来有一个弟兄啊，他开修车厂的，哇，又来拉我们的车。
And then I started to call for help, and thank God we have a brother who owns auto mechanic shop, and he came by to help.
搞到半夜。
And then this lasted until midnight.
住南台中教会。
And we end up living in one of the nearby churches.
又是住教会。
And we end up, staying in a church.
我说你不能怪我啊。
And I told my wife, you can't blame me.
可能是神的意思吗？不然一个新车为什么会抛锚呢
？Maybe it's God's will. Otherwise, how could this brand new car, break down on us?
整个晚上不跟我讲话了。
And then she refused to talk to me. She gave me the silent treatment.
我说你不能怨我，你再怨我哦，就太没有道理了。
This is and I told her you have no right to complain. Otherwise, you are being unreasonable.
主不愿意嘛，又不是我不带你去，已经到半路了，他要抛锚，我有什么办法？
It is if God is willing, then we'll stay in hotel. Otherwise, I've no power to.
结果后来检查才知道，我的电脑烧掉了，车子里面的电脑烧掉了，花了30,000块钱。
And I end up discover that one of the system in the car is not working, and I have to spend NT$30,000 to get it repaired.
他气得不得了，很失望。
And my wife was so mad and so upset.
我说好了好了，我再来规划规划。
But I told her not to worry that I will plan for another trip.
好了，这次啊到三年溪啊住宾馆。
And so this time I went to another location and stayed at a resort.
一大早就起床了。
And we got up early.
她好像小朋友要远足一样，可能高兴的整个晚上不睡觉。
But she was so excited. She's just like a child. She could not even sleep that night.
就一路啊啊，带他玩玩玩，玩到三年溪。
And along the way, we stopped at different places.
已经6点多了。
At that time, it was about 6 p.m.
我就去订房间。
And then I went and reserved a room.
那个柜台小姐告诉我。
And the receptionist told me.
只有2间房间哦。
That there was only 2 rooms available.
我说，我们是夫妻耶，一间就够了。
I said, we are husband and wife. All we need is just 1 room.
但是两间都是面壁的哦，你要不要？
She told me that the room is just facing a wall.
我说这个小姐没有经过专业训练。
I told the lady at the front desk that she is inexperienced.
你是观光饭店呢、啊、
？You're supposed to be a resort.
两间房间都是后面都是靠这个山的靠壁。没有 view 可以看。
Since this your 2 rooms is without view, there's nothing to see.
我们是出来观光啊啊，出来要培养爱情啊，什么面壁？那面壁要撕过哎，什么情绪都没有了。
We're supposed to be tourists and we're supposed to cultivate the love we have for one another. And here now you're giving me this kind of rooms.
这真不会讲话。
I was just speechless.
如果你说两间都是靠山的好不好哦，有靠山当然很好啊，听起来也舒服一点，什么面壁。
You're supposed to say the other way that the rooms are facing mountains instead of the wall.
确实有些人啊夫妻很会规划。
There are some couples who are very creative.
像我们啊吴灵恩传道哎，礼拜天说要带太太啊去旅游啦。
As our preacher Wu, he is planned to take his wife for a vacation this weekend.
他们要去培养爱情。
He is about to embark on a love cultivation trip.
哎，玩了几天再回来。
And then they will return after a few days.
有一次我来的时候，哎，英国不是有很多弟兄姐妹一对一对的要来做爱之船呢，去培养爱情。
One time in UK church, they invite couples from the church on a trip to cultivate love.
So 我太太常常抱怨说，我嫁了一个木头。
So sometimes my wife complained that I married to a dumb, uh, uh, to a, to a statue.
不懂得爱情，整天只知道圣经圣经。
She says, he doesn't know how to show me love. Only know the Bible.
啊，一点呐、啊、情趣都没有。
That I have no feelings. No passion.
真的，夫妻之间有时候要培养一些情趣啊。
So it is important to cultivate passion with one another.
所以有人呐、啊，啊，规划说，哎呀，哎，我们一句俗话说，七年之痒啊，过了七年呐、啊，爱情渐渐褪色，他们就知道怎么样在培养爱情。
We know about the 7-year itch, but I believe that after the 7 years, love tend to deteriorate, but one can revive the passion.
哎，夫妻两个都上班。
When the couple, both partners are working.
丈夫很会规划，中午的时候打电话给太太，哎呀，我们下午到哪里呀、啊？啊，吃个午餐，喝个下午茶、啊。
When both partners work, and then the husband will call up the wife, says, "Why don't we meet up for lunch at a certain coffee shop?"
哦，就好像以前在拍拖的时候一样哎。
Just bring back the good times during the courtship.
哎，要规划本间呐、啊，到河边去坐一坐。
And sometimes you can plan a trip to the beach, to the seaside.
哎呀，我们当初就是坐在这里啊，你跟我讲海枯石烂，爱情永不。改变
and we can sit on this particular rock where you used to tell me how much you love me.
哇，快要褪色的爱情又变，这个火又变燃起来了。
So a love that is slowly fading away will become more colorful.
真的有时候需要啊，生活需要有点情趣啊。
So it's important to create passion in the relationship between husband and wife.
啊。所以我们现在很多教会哈，下午聚会完都有一个茶点，让弟兄姐妹大家沟通沟通，哎，培养啊弟兄姐妹之间的情谊。
There are many churches who have this tea and refreshments after their service in order to cultivate a fellowship with one another.
夫妻彼此之间的爱情更需要不断的去培养。
And the love between husband and wife must always be cultivated.
哎。所以有人说，男人不坏，女人不爱。
And there's a saying that the men are not bad, and the women are not.
男人不坏，女人不爱。
The man will not turn bad, and the woman will not love.
有时候太太常常会对先生说：“你好坏哦。”
Sometimes
嘴巴说好坏，心里很甜的。
Sometimes the husband will tell the wife, "Yes, you're so mean."
啊，有人说女人不娇，男人不要。
And this says, if the woman, if
不会撒娇的女人呢，男人不要的。
Okay, the woman, a wife must learn how to flatter, otherwise you will not be wanted by your husband.
嗯，有人说恰别别，那差别，先生怎么会欣赏？
This is the wife must learn how to flatter a little bit to endear herself to her husband.